Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Membeis. We're holding two lines from the bottom of the Yomid where the Gemara begins Meisvei. The Gemara asks a kasha. Who's the kasha on? The kasha is on Reish Lakish. What did Reish Lakish say? Let's go back to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, middle of the Amud, where the Gemara begins Lafichach Im Nosan Kulim Ketikan Tanan Hossam. The Gemara brings a Mishnah from Mesechtes Menachos. Pigel Bekoimitz Olay Belevoyne 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 Bekoimitz. Reb Meir Oimer Pigel B'Chayovin Olav Karis Chomayrim Ein By Karis Achiyafag B'Chol HaMatir. What is that all about? We have been learning so far from the beginning of the Sechta, Masechta Zvachim, that there are four major avoidos, all leading up to being Matir, the carbon. But the essential, singular, exclusive Matir is the Zrika Sadam. You have the Shechita, and you have after that the Kabbalah, you have the Hoylocha, and then you have the Zrika Sadam. Once the Zrika Sadam is done, now you know that this carbon is done, it's fully baked. Whoever brought the carbon gets his ritzoy, both if it's a chatos mit an oshem, or he's been mekayim his neder, even if they subsequently forgot to or didn't do the shvichas ashirayim, even if they didn't do the aktoras ha'imurin, even if they didn't go and eat from the carbon, once you have that final zrika, you're done. All the others, of course, are mitzvahs, but if you didn't do those mitzvahs, it's not ma'akiv. Okay, that's very fine. But now let's talk about Menachos. Menachos, there are two matirim instead of the singular zrika. You have both the haktoris hakoimetz and the haktoris halavoyim, which means that you start off the carbon mincha just the same way as you started off a regular carbon by a behema. Connected the shechita that you have by behema, you have the kmitza of the kohen. Kmitza means he puts his three fingers into the solas, into the mincha, and he puts it into those three fingers. Once he's finished going and dishing it up, rubbing it on both sides, he takes the kmitza and he puts it into a klisharis, and then he takes that klisharis b'hoylocha to the mizbeach, and then a kohen goes and is makter that kmitza on top of the mizbeach. So you have the same four avoidos. Instead of a shechita, you have a kmitza. Instead of a kabbalah sadam, you have a kabbalah b'chlisharis. You have hoylocha, and then instead of a zrika, you have the haktor on top of the mizbeach. But by the zrika, it was really only one zrika, so to speak. Of course, you have to do with the chattas, four on top, and if it's a regular carbon, it's typically shtayim shein arba, but it's all one zrika sadam. But your normal regular carbon mincha, as opposed to, for instance, a mincha schoite or mincha soite, you, in addition to bringing the mincha, you also have to bring levoina. Levoina is what we call incense. And in addition to be makter, the kmitza of the silas, of the mincha, you also have to be makter, the levoina on top of the mizbech. So, the Mishnah tells us, since you have two matirim, the kmitza and the levoina, if chas v'shalom, a person wants to be mefagel, can he be mefagel with one of the two without being mefagel on both? Clearly, if the kohen has a machshava of chutz lizmanai, both by the haktoris hakmitza and by the haktoris halavoina, then there's no question about it. He was mefagel in the ganza matir, or both matir. On the other hand, what happens if he's only mefagel in one of the two? Only the kmitza, not the levoina. Only the levoina, not the kmitza. Machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chacham. The Chacham say, "Ein by koris hachiyafagel bechol matir." You can look at the kmitza and levoina as two separate matirim, and they work hand in hand, or you can look at them as being chutzi chutzi. It's one large matir, and that matir includes both aktoris hakmitza and aktoris halevoina, and you have to be matir in the ganze matir. The lashon of the chacham is ein by koris hachiyafagel bechol matir, meaning these two together, both the kmitza and the levoina. One second. I saw you.
Okay.
Reb Meir says no. Pigel v'chayoven olav koris. Reb Meir says, even if you're only mefagel one of the two, only the kmitza, not the levoina, only the levoina, and not the kmitza, it also becomes pigel. And there's a machloikis in the Gemara, what's the svara of Reb Meir? The poshidus svara is that Reb Meir holds you can be mefagel b'chotzi matir. You don't have to be mefagel b'chola matir. See, the chachamim clearly hold ein by koris hachiyafagel bechol matir. That means both, he had a machshavas chutzas mani, both by the kmitza and by the levoina. If you have by both of them, then avadi hapigel. But ein bekoshivad go becholamat has to be both. The mayor says no, one of the two is sufficient. So the question is, what's Reb Meir's svara? The poshita way of learning Reb Meir is that mefaglin bechutzi matir, to cause pigle, you don't have to mefagle the entire matir from beginning to end. One part is enough, either the levoina or the kmitza. On the other hand, Rish Lakish says that's not the reason. The reason is kol hu oisa al das rishoina hu oisa. Whoever does something, even if only part of it he does with a conscious machshava, and the other part he was just
negligent.
And I wouldn't say negligent. The second one,
spaced out.
Spaced out. Oh, that's the right term. Spaced out. Nevertheless, if the first maisa that he did was X, Y, or Z, after that he had no machshava, I say about the second part as if it was just a continuation of that same X, Y, or Z that he had initially. What's the nafkimina between the two pshatim? The nafkimina will be the order of his machsheves pigel. If, for instance, he started off putting the kmitza on the mizbeach, and then subsequently he put on the levina, and then bishasi went and was he put the kmitza on, he had this machsheva of chutz lizmanoi, even though by levina he didn't say a word. No, kala oisa al das rishainu oisa. We assume that he continued that machsheves pigel also by the levina, and that's the reason why the mayor holds in such a case it would be pigel, even though he only had the machsheva by one of them, not by both of them. I'm assuming that the second is just falling into the same pattern as the first. Then it wouldn't make a difference whether he hold out mafaglim chutzim matir. He did one matir, chutzim matir, done. It's already pigel. Or because aldas v'shoyne was. The nafkimina would be if it's in reverse, meaning he put the kmitza on first, and then he had no machshava whatsoever, just totally spaced out. And then when he put the levoina on, he said, oh, I almost forgot. Chutz lizmanoi. So if you're going to go and tell me the reason is because mafagl chutzim matir, it was mafagl. He did the second one. The first one, second one. Doesn't make a difference. Mafagl chutzim matir, as long as you mafagl one of the two, done, it's pigel. But if you say that the reason is because of kala oiso das v'shoinu oisa, it has to dafka be that the pigel was in the first of the two. Because then we say, the first one clearly said chutz lizmanai. And now the second one just gets folded in, it just continues on, it's on the same train.
Mashava richta.
Okay, mashava richta. Just continues on straight. By the way, since we're talking about machshava, and you'll recall our good friend Bill asked already a week ago, what does machshava mean machshava? Does it mean a dibur? So here you have a Rashi that addresses this on its head, so to speak. The Rashi begins about halfway down the Yomid. Kigoyin shenosad is a kremitz of machshava. Do you have that? It's right over here. Kigoyin shenosad is a kremitz of machshava. Bill, you with me? Did you find that Rashi? Please find the kigoyin.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Yeah.
I don't want it just be machshava. I want it to be betiba. Okay, so now if you go down about halfway into that Rashi, there's an asterisk of the Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he says, Chol machshava dekodshim. That's four or five lines before the end of that Rashi. Chol machshava dekodshim, moitzi bepeho. He actually enunciates it. He says it, even though the Gemara always refers to it as machshava. The reason why the Gemara refers to machshava, because the pasuk says loy yechoshev loy pigel yir, a loshen of machshava. However, that machshava doesn't just mean it's in his mind, but he's moitzi b'pen. He says be chay v'kayim noy remor v'kodesh. He says out loud, Rabbi Yisai, I had a machshava. I'm having a machshava of pigel of eating this carbon chutz lizmanoi. So therefore, we have two potential pshatim in Reb Meir. Is it because of mafaglim chotzi matir, or is it because of kala oisa al das rishayin hu oisa? And that's what the Gemara is going to challenge now on the bottom with the meisei. Before we get to that, Barry has a question.
In a mincha, my impression, perhaps it's a mistaken, is that when the kohen does the kmitza, he's already, the Lavona is either already in a cliché race or he adds Lavona into the very same cliché race where he's Makabel the Kmitza. And therefore the Haktara is done simultaneously. It's not done Bezach or Zah. Why is Gemara, I mean, am I, first of all, am I correct in that? In that that's the procedure for a Mincha? And if so, why are we entertaining this Mufadu Chasim Matir? The Haktorah, since the Matir is the Haktorah of Mitzvah and Lavona, and it's done together, it's one action, one Machshava, one Shtois of the Klisharis, and you're done. Why are we splitting it up?
Okay, so the answer to your question is, when you bring a Mincha together with the Lavona, initially they're both in the same Klisharis. You're correct. When the Kohen takes the Kemitz, he only takes it from the mincha, he does not take with the levaina.
Yes.
In fact, Chazal tell us if there's a small kort levaina, just a little nothing, inside the kemitza, it passes the whole thing. Now, after he takes that kemitza, he puts it into a second klisharis.
Yes.
He doesn't return it to the first one. The levaina stays in the first one, and the kemitza goes in the second one. Now he takes these two up to the top of the mizbeach. Yes, theoretically he could pour them together, but there's no need to pour them together.
So the shiraim of the mincha. So this is just a technical thing that I'm trying to visualize in my head. So he's makdir the kmitza, and now he's makdir the levona manually because he needs the rest of the mincha is become shiraim, as it were.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. You're right, one could do them simultaneously, but there is no requirement to do it simultaneously. And therefore, if one precedes the other, now we have our issue, if he only had pigle in one of the two, does it become pigle or not? Rameyer says yes, Chum say no. The Svar of Rameyer says Reish Lakish is not because Mefaglin Bechoti Mater. There is no such din Mefag Bechoti Mater, but it's only because Al Das Rishoynehu Oise. Menafkim it be, which one? Where did he have the machshavas pigle, on the first part of the matir or on the second part of the matir? Frank Dimor and Meisvei, I have a kasha and Reish Lakish. What is this Bamed Dvor Mamurim referring to? That by all of those kabbanas that you do on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, and in particular the Chatos Chitzoina that we spoke about at length at the beginning of our parak, where although by a chatas you have four nesinois dam on the top of the mizbeach, on the four koranois, that's only lechatchila. B'diavad, if you only did one, according to Beisil, two again, according to Beishamai, you're yoitze. And the Mishnah said, not only are you yoitze, and the korban now is mutalach, it's done, but if you had a machsheves pigle by one, in other words, he only did one of the four koranois, and as he was doing that one first karen, he said, Almanas to go and eat it, chutz lizmanoi, oh, it already becomes pigle, and you don't have to worry about 2, 3, and 4, because 2, 3, and 4 are lechatchila, but b'diavid your yoitze without that. So that number one is both a matir, and it's also a mefagel, and you remember we had a machlech between Bishamai and Beisil, because Bishamai says you have to have two, and then the Gemara says, who's the mekel, who's the machmir? That was the previous Gemara. But continuing on now to the top of the Amid, that's by your regular Chatas Chitzayin. When you're doing the Hazois inside the Heichal, Kigoyim, Arboim Mishalosh Shal Yom Kippurim, V'yachad Oso Shal Par Koyin Mashiach, V'yachad Oso Shal Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur, Pigel Bein Berishoyna, Bein Bishniya, Ubein Bishlishis. What's the din? Remeir Oim Pigel, V'chomim Ein Boikaris, Hachivaga B'chol HaMatir. What is this all about? So first let's go through the easy cheshbonos. We went through this last week, but we'll do it again. And that is on Yom Kippur, you had altogether 43 hazois. We'll see on Mechem on the Amud Beis is going to be a mandiyama that holds 47 and 48. But at the moment, we're just at 43. What are the 43? You start off with, you have both a par and a soir. And in both the case of the par and the soir, you have to go and do achas lamala b'sheva lamata b'fnim, which means inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And you have to do the same thing in front of the Pareichas. So therefore, when you're talking about the par alone, 8 inside, 8 outside is 16. Same thing now, Sawyer, 8 inside, 8 outside, 16. 16 and 16 is 32. So we've covered the Hazois inside the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Hazois in front of the Pareichas. And now we have to go to the Mizbeach. What happens when you get to the Mizbeach? So the Torah tells us that you're supposed to go and take v'lokach midam hapar u'midam hasoyer. You're supposed to go and take from the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, and now go and apply them to the mizbeach on the four corners, as well as seven hazois al tiharoi shel mizbeach. Remember, we learned tiharoi shel mizbeach means the visible part of the top of the mizbeach, not on the side, but on the top of the mizbeach, you go and do seven more hazois. There's a machloikis we'll talk about in the Amud Beis about the four, which are in the four Kronos. Our Gemara is assuming at this time that v'lokach midam hapar midam asor, that means that you go and mix the two. Until now, they were separate. Now they're mixed in one kli shoris, one mizrag, and now you're applying them to the four corners, and then seven on tirashum mizbeach. Since we had 32 until now, we're adding now another four, which makes it 36, and then we're adding seven, is 43 altogether. The Gemara is going to shortly call that three segments of Rishoina, Shnia, and Shlishis. Rishoina being the ones that are inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Shnia means the ones inside the Heichel, on in front of the Parayichis. And then the third group are those that you put on the Mizbech. We'll see that momentarily. That was on Yom Kippur. Throughout the year, if you ever had a Parkan Mashiach or a Parhel Dovish Vetzibur, first of all, no dam went to Lefnai Velefnim, the Kodesh Kedoshim, because only once a year did you go to the Kodesh Kedoshim, that was in Yom Kippur. So instead, you had in front of the Parochus 7, you had on the Corona is 4, 7 plus 4 is 11 altogether. So that's what the Gemara is saying at the top. Damani Toma Becha Pnimi, Kigoin, the Arbon Besholish Yom Kippur, and those 43. Yachad also showed Parkan Mashiach, Yachad showed Parhel Dovish Vetzibur. Now, what happens if there was a partial pigle, meaning that the kohen during some or all, not all, all then we have a full pigle, but in some of these hazois, he had a machshava of chutz lizmanoi, what's the din? So the Mishnah wants to dramatize it, and therefore focuses on the Yom Kippur, as opposed to throughout the year, and what was on Yom Kippur, those were the 43. So pigle bein berishoina, if the kohen gadol inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, as he is doing the achas, achas, v'achas, achas, ushtayim, everybody in the audience, everybody in the kehillah is screaming at achas, achas, v'achas, and he goes and throws in, chutz l'zmanoi, even though that was the only time he did it, rishayim. Or, finishing off, he did everything perfectly inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, comes out, now b'shni in front of the paroiches, achas, achas, v'achas, chutz l'zmanoi, he only did a b'shni. Or, after both of those sets and segments were completed, he comes out to the Mizbeach, and during either the 4 or the 7, again, he said, chutz l'zmanoi. That's the expression, b'rishoina, b'shniya, u'b'shlishis.
Why chutz l'zmanoi? There's nothing to eat.
Exactly.
I'm with you, but I didn't suggest that he should say that.
What's his machshava?
He has to be on something.
Right, what's he doing chutz l'zmanoi? He's not eating, not even from the korban. You're not doing zrika on the Mizbeach.
Right, see, everybody's all agitated.
Yeah, it's so out of, like,
Are
you ever allowed to eat a chutz l'zmanoi?
No, but there's no achilas azbech, no achilas adam. So what achila is there?
Well, there is achilas mizbech. They have the emurim on the mizbech.
So that's his machshava.
That's clear. That answers Bill's question
sure. They burned in Yom Kippur. They burned everything based on Sreifa.
Only those things besides the Emurim. Okay. Emurim had to be put on the Mizbeach.
Okay.
It's the bus that was taken to the base of Deshev.
And bus in New York. Okay.
Exactly. Look up the Pesukim now.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara over here. In fact, if you remember, that was talking about Parker Mashiach. Okay, let's forget about it. Let's continue on. Anyway, the point is, if he had such a machshava or such a diba of either eating it chutz l'zmanoi on Yud Aleph, the day after Yom Kippur, and or to go and be makta the emurim on top of the mizbeach, any one of these three is sufficient to be mefagel, or at least that's the machloek between the meir and the chum. The meir omer pigel chiyuv of karis, even though he only had pigel by one of the three, so that's enough. You don't need more than that. Same words, word for word, that we had the Chacham on the other days. You have to matter mefagel everything. Therefore, couldn't Chacham, if it was Yom Kippur, you'd have to mefagel every one of the 43. You'd have to go and say, keep on saying chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'zmanoi, or to be machmir, to be on the safe side. So that's when you'd have to. No, you don't need to. Pigle. From the way it's posited there in that brisa, it sounds like whether it was during the first segment or the second or the third segment, he had a machshav of chutz l'zmanoi, that makes a pigle.
On any one of the 43, not just one whole set, but just any one of the 43.
That's also true. We're going to make that distinction later on. But in the meantime, during that one set, whether it's the first, the second, or the third. Now, I got a big problem. Ketani Mia, didn't we just learn, says Imar, Pigel Ben Rishon, Ben Rishon, Ben Rishon, Ishis, Upali, and Reb Meir argues. So if you're going to hold that the Svar of Reb Meir is because Mepag, Mechotzi Matir, it makes no difference whether it was the first, the second, or the third, or as Barry points out, whether it was one of the initial 11, or another one of, I'm sorry, one of the initial 8.
The 32 or whatever.
One of the initial 8 by the par, or one of the secondary 8 by the second by the par also outside, and then the final 11, or whether you're talking about the soil, all of that would apply. It makes no difference, because it says, Beber Shurin, Beber Mishni, Beber Shlish. So if you're going to tell me the reason is because you can be Mefagel, Chotzi Matrin, then that's fine. He was Mefagel by one of the first set, one of the second set, one of the third set. However, if you're going to go and tell me, no, the mayor agrees to the Chacham, then Ein Mefagel Mechotzi Matir. The only time it comes Pigel is because Kolo Oisel Das Rishoin Hu Oisa. So then that would be great if you're talking about the Pigel Rishoina. So the first time when he was doing his first segment in the Kodesh Kadosh, at that time he said, Rabbeinu, I'm doing this, the Kavod, the Chutzas Manoi, then automatically the Shni and Shlishis would just follow suit after that, because even though he was spaced out, who cares? So then that works perfectly. But because this price says that you don't have to have the machshava at the initial step, Kodesh Kadoshim, even if he had that bad machshava in the Shnia, or even if he had the bad machshava in the Shlishis, it also becomes pigul according to the Meir. So you see crystal clear that Meir holds that the svar is mefaglim b'chotzi matir, not because kolo oisel das rishoyna oisa ashtar kakasha on Reish Lakish. The Gemara feels that this kasha is so strong, they have to go and come up with a number of difficult doichik pshatim to be able to figure out a way so that we don't totally wipe out Reish Lakish. On Rav Yitzchak bar Avin, Hachamai Iskin Gon Shepigel B'Shchita V'Chad Matir Hu. What is this all about? So, to go through the entire sugya, it's a really long sugya, in Masechtas Yuma. But for what we need for our purposes, it's now Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol went Lefnai V'Lefnim. He did a full, beautiful, gewaldige Hazoyis Lefnai V'Lefnim, Achas L'Male, Sheva L'Mata, he's done. As he's coming out from the Kodesh Kedoshim into the Kodesh, meaning into the Heichel, unfortunately, he trips. And guess what happens? And all the blood of the Mizrach spills out on the ground. He tries to collect it, but he's not able to, and he really feels bad. What happens at this point? What happens at this point? You have to bring a second par, or a second soyer, whichever is the one where the blood spilled out. You bring a second one. Now what do you do with that second one? You have to start from scratch. You have to do a new Shechita, and a new Kabbalah Saddam, and a new Halacha, and a new Zrika. Okay, so what happens now? When we're talking about Ben Rishoyna, Ben Bishniya, Ben Bishlishis, it's talking about that the first one was one par, or one Soir. Bishniya, unfortunately, the blood spilled out, and now we had to bring a second par, or a second Soir, and the same thing, Bishlishis. And what when we're saying that he was mefagel, we're not talking that he was mefagel b'shas the zrika sadam. He was mefagel b'shas the shechita of that animal. Now, normally we wouldn't talk about a shechita in the middle of the hazoy sadam, but here I have no choice because the dam nebuch spilled out on the ground. So now he's doing a brand new shechita, and during that shechita he has in mind, or he says out loud, chutz lizmanoi. Now that's already a chad matiru. You don't have multiple shchitois or multiple zrikois or multiple hazois. It's considered to be one matter. You could divide it between the two simonim. Let's talk about both simonim he shechted at the same time, and he made one statement of the chutz lezmanoi. Oh, now that's the kavan of the braisa when it says bein bishnia. Bishnia is not talking about the shas of the zrikis adam or the hazois adam. What we're talking about is bishas the shchita. And that shechita was a full matir. When we say full matir, we don't really mean it's a full matir because you still have to have the subsequent Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika. It just means that this is something which is indivisible. It's not like the Hazoy Saddam that you can go and divide up into 43 separate Hazoys or into three segments. No. It's one shechita. And Meshach, that one shechita, he had in mind the Chutzlis Manoi that causes the whole carbon to be possible. Zokti Mora, if that's the pshat, ihochi my time the rabbanon. this pshat of that the Gemara is now giving, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rameyer, works so well that I don't understand the pshat in the Rabbanan. Meaning, what Rameyer is basically saying, that we have Pigav HaChayov and Lefkaris, means that since we need all 43 Bekashrus, even though the first segment was perfect and that was done correctly, but since the second one we had that Shechita, that was Bepigal, and that was a full matter against the Shechita, then we're going to have to start from scratch on that behemoth number two and bring a new behemoth. So they are not mefaglet. Says Remeir, the reason why this is not called a mefaglen b'chotzi matter, or here I don't have to come on kol o'isa das v'shoinu o'isa, is because I'm doing the entire matter, the entire Shechita, I ruined it by shechting with that machshav of chutzlis manoi, so I don't have to talk about chutzimata das rishayna. The ganze shechita was possible, but now I have to understand the rabbanon. What did the rabbanon say? Ein by korus shifagel b'chol amater, which means that it's not enough that he was mafagel in that shechita alone. He has to mafagel in all what he did in the first and what he did in the third. There's a Rashi a little bit further down that makes it sound like that in each case the pigel was by the shechita side by the first segment, the shechita by the second segment, and the shechita by the third segment. So this person had to bring nebuch three parim to go and do his entire avodah, and because it spilled out each time, and because he was mefagel with the wrong machshava, he's going to have to bring yet another par to go and take care of the par that he spoiled with the machshavas pigel. And of course,
where are they going to get so many parts?
He has to pay for it. The Kohen Gadol has to pay for it too. But it comes out of his pockets.
If it's a part for sure. If it's a sword, that's already questionable.
But they only have one standing by, no?
Yeah,
they're going to have to quickly get the backup, just like Lahavdil, they had a backup Kohen Gadol just in case. They presumably had a whole stable.
I mean, if he does something like that, can't they like defrock him? Like it's
because they paid a lot of money for the position.
What you're pointing at is a very good point, but that's really unrelated.
Right.
Gemara is not saying that this ever occurred.
That's an impeachable offense.
Yeah,
no?
I promise. Yeah.
It could be that there was never ever a pigel from the times of Adam Arishan until today. Maybe nobody was ever. But if somebody were mafagel, these would be the ramifications. Just like, I don't know if there was ever a parham of Shatzibar. I don't know if there was ever a Siriyah Voyitz Chachom. I don't know if there was a parakin of Mashiach. But if it were to occur, this is what you got to do. So our Gemara is not going now into the continued relationship of the Kohen Gadol and his service, or whether he'd be defrocked. We're just talking about with the carbon.
The details of that day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so therefore, that was Ramey, but now I have to understand the Chachom. Why the Chachom saying, by Kosh Shvag B'cholam Matir, since we're talking about essentially, excuse me, three sub-carbonates, if you will. The carbon number one, where you had the initial hazois in the Shkadoshim, and then you had the second one in front of the Parashis, and the third one by the Mizbeach. And for each one, you had to have a separate animal, because each time Nebuch the Kohen Gadol tripped, and the Mizrach spilled out, that would be another good reason to defrock him, right? If he's so...
clumsy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but anyway... did this ever occur? But at least theoretically it could occur. So why does the Chum say there's no Kodesh by B'chol Matir? The Chol HaPochus, that middle animal of number two, where he screamed out, B'shas, the Shechita, I'm being Mefaga, it's going to Chutz L'Zmanek. That should be enough on its own. So it's not a Chotzi Matir.
It's the entire Matir.
It's the entire Matir, because really we have three separate Matirim over here, three separate segments, three separate animals. Why would the Chum say, I'm by Kodesh by B'chol Matir? So that's the Gemara's kash. Yochi, my time the Rabban. Amarava, man chachomim Reb Lezihi. There's another gift, Reb Lezihi. Titnan, which take the Mishnah. Now again, we go back to Masechtas Menachos. Ha'akoyim mitzvah levoyim evaktoiris u'minchas koyhanim u'minchas koyim mishmishiyach u'minchas nisochim shehikr miachas mehen kezayis b'achotz yizchay. Here we're not talking about, in the Mishnah, about Hilchois Pigel. We're talking about Hilchois Halo'as Chutz. We're going to bring it to Pigol shortly, so don't be nervous about that. What's the din halachas chutz? Just like you're not allowed to go and shecht an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash b'shas iser habamais, meaning when the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you're not allowed to go and build your own bama, your own altar, and go and be makrif kabanais. So the same thing applies to korban mincha. You're not allowed to go be mala that mincha on top of that altar outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is, how much did you put on that altar? to go and be matir inside the Beis HaMikdash, you typically have to put the entire matir, the entire kmitza, the entire portion of levoina, the entire ketores. By minchas kehana, minchas koy mashiach, minchas asochem, the reason why these three are enumerated is because these are the three lone korbanos mincha, where there is no din of a kmitza on the mizbeach. It's kula kolil, similar to a korban oila, which is totally on the mizbeach. All of it is burned on top of the mizbeach. Okay, so what happens if instead of taking the entire kmitza, the entire levoina, hikr me'achas mehen, kizayis bachutz, he left over the shirayim inside, and he only took a kizayis and he was maktir it outside. Says the Tanakama, you're chayov, even though you didn't do the entire thing, that doesn't matter for halachas chutz purposes, one kizayis is enough. Kulan doesn't mean all the kmitza, the levoina and the ketores. He just means the entire kmitza and the entire levoina and the entire ketores. It's not enough just to go and bring just a kizayis. So therefore, what do I see from Rebbe Elazar? Even though this kizayis was roy to be put on the mizbeach bifnim, however, if he only took a kizayis and he took it outside, until he did the entire kmitza, the entire way, a kizayis is not enough. Ah, says our Gemara, the same thing applies over here. Even though we had three separate behemoths, we had Berishoyda Bishniya Bishlishes, and the Mushal by the Shniya, he was Pigal Bishchita. During the Shchita, he had in mind, oh, Chutzlazmana, means Aktoris Aymurim Chutzlazmana, or perhaps a slightly deranged Kohen Gadol says, we're going to eat this carbon. Well, we can't eat today. Sachim Kippur. But imagine tomorrow we're going to have a Kitzuna Shloim Bishat. We're going to have a fest. Yeah, exactly. Or maybe we'll leave it for a sukkah, so we'll be able to eat it inside the sukkah. Anyway, he had a machshav of chutzis manoi. So what did Rameir say? Since each one of them happens to be separate kabonis, in a sense, so you can mefago by each one of them. Because it's not a chotzi matter, it's a chad matter. Each one of them is a hagansa matter. And the Rabbanan said, no. It's got to be all three or nothing. How could that be? Isn't Rav Meir right? He's mafagel in that ganze shechita, says the Gemara, getting back to our Rabbanan and saying that they hold like Rav Blezer, that just like Blezer says, it's not enough just a kezayis to be over on halos chutz, it's got to be yakrav is cool in the whole thing. Here too, for purposes of pigel, to be mafagel, it has to be the whole thing. And since the whole thing includes three parim or three seirim, you have to mafagel in all three. If you only mafagel in one of them, it does not become pekel. That's the two shtel that the Gemara gives between our Gemara and Reb Lozer. There's one problem, however. The problem is, even though Reb Lozer, takas pointed shiakrav is kulam, that's only by carbon mincha. The Omer Rava said a moider Reb Lozer bedomin. When you're talking about a carbon, when you're shechting it and you have hazoyis hadam, the Reb Lozer is moider that even a partial hazoyas hadam is enough to go and hang you for purposes of aloas chutz, hanging in the sense that you get kores for aloas chutz. Did not.
They hang, they laser him up.
Okay.
He gets hanged like he goes up like the exactly.
Okay. Did not. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, mi mokim sheposak, mi shom hu maschur. Wherever you finished off, that's where you continue from. Now, this lashon of mimokish pasuk mishum maschil is again a yuma expression. I don't mean expression that it's central only to Yom Kippur, but once again, here we're talking about that the Kohen Gadol started off with his azois, and here we're not finished talking about that he finished a whole segment, but in the middle of the first segment, he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. You can imagine when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, he must be terrified.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure he does it perfectly, and Chas V'Sholem, he shouldn't pass away like some of the Kohanim Gadolim in the second base of Mikdash, and so unfortunately
they
never
tie chains to their legs. They can
exactly. So therefore,
that's why he tripped on the
now we understand. So what happens if in the middle, not when he left, he tripped, but in the middle of the eight that he's doing in front of the Bein Habadim, in front of the Orin, inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, unfortunately there he tripped, and then some of the blood, or all the remaining blood, spilled out. What do you do at this time? Now you already have a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, and that is whether you bring, you certainly have to go and bring a new par or a new soyer to be able to finish off your hazois, Now the question is, do you start from scratch, from number one, or you start from wherever you're holding? So the marshal, he's now in the middle of Achas v'sholosh, and then, all the blood spilled out. Shnell, bring another par. And they shecht it, and now they have the new dam. Do we continue now Achas v'arba, or do you start again from Achas v'achas, from the beginning? So when I would have thought that since Rabbi Lazar is so adamant when it comes to the Karban Mincha, to be over on the din of Aloschut, and therefore Mamela Agabi Pigel, it has to be the entire thing, such as when you have the three behemoths, all three behemoths together. Says, no. That same Reb Lezer that you're quoting, when it comes to the din of Domim, he's masking that even partial Domim is sufficient. Well, what do you mean partial Domim? You don't start all over again from number one, Achas, and then Achas v'Achas, but rather you're going to start off from Achas v'Arba, if you already did through Achas v'Sholosh, just continue on from where you are holding. But you're only getting a partial Azot, that's fine. When it comes to Alos Chutz, by Karban Mincha, there is Taka, he holds the Haftad Yachar v'Skula. Here, however, when it comes to being Zoyrik Dam b'Chutz, it's the same as the Hazoy Sadam b'Fnim, and that is you don't have to do all of them, even just some of them from that behema is sufficient. That being the case, that undermines our teretz that we're trying to give. Why would the Rabbanan hold when you have the three separate parim that ain by curse jifaga b'chol amati, you have to be mafaga by all three. The chori being mafaga by any one of the three is sufficient. So the Morris said, no, because the Kuntra Blessed, since always has a package deal, a chiakrav is kulan. That's only the Gav the Karban Mincha when it comes to the Hazoy Saddam, he's also masking that only a partial Hazoy is sufficient in case of the first animal for the second animal. So therefore he should hold, just like Reb Meir, as long as you're mafagel in that entire animal, you don't have to be mafagel from 1 through 43. You're going to be mafagel from 1 through, from either from Achas v'Arba and continue on, or from Achas v'Achas until Achas v'Arba, and so on and so forth. And therefore, says Yimara, that Teresachayit doesn't work. So, therefore, we go back to our original pshat, the partial pshat, and that we're talking about one behema, three segments of spritzing the blood of the Zohar Stam, and of course we have the Kasha Nameir, not the Kasha Nameir, the Kasha is on Reish Lakish. How does Reish Lakish say, but even a mayor agrees, you can be mefagel b'chotzi matir, if that's the case, why does it say that even bishniya or bishlishis it becomes Piggle, because if it's only based on Das Rishoyna, well, guess what? By Shnia, there was no Das Rishoyna. Das Rishoyna by Rishoyna was all fine. That was all either totally spaced out, or he in fact said, Lishma, and we can eat it as Mano, you're in case of Yom Kippur, we're not going to eat it at all, and so on and so forth. Why would we say, if you're telling me that the Svara of Remeir is Mefagla Mechotzi Mater, then there's no problem. He was only Mefagla by Shnia, then that's enough. That destroyed the whole carbon. Only by Shlishis, it's enough. It destroys the whole carbon. Mefagel Chotzimate doesn't mean 50%. One out of the 43 is already sufficient. However, if you can tell me Adas Rishoyna Waisa, that would only work by Pigel Ben Berishoyna. It wouldn't work Bishniya or Bishlishis. So in order to give a teretz now that there were three individual parim, but that doesn't stem Loit Rabbanan. And therefore says the Gemara a Nupshat. And that Nupshat is Olam Ravik going to Pigel Berishoyna. V'shosak b'shnia, v'chazer u'pigel b'shlishes. Even though the loshen of the brisa is bain, which sounds like any one of the three, says Yimar, really it's talking about that he was mafagel one and three, and in number two, that's when he spaced out, and he was shosak. So v'shas, he did this segment inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, pigel, chutzlas mana. V'shas, he was in front of the paroiches, didn't say a word. Gunisht. Now, normally I would say, Kuntrish Lakish. Adas Rishoyna voices, he probably had in mind. And then when he comes to the Mizbeach, then again he says that, pigle, he says, Chutzlis Mana. So now Zotimura, Mahu Desema, I would have thought the fact that he repeats it by the third undermines the Svara of Kala Oisa Adas Rishoyna voices. Because if that's what you really hold, then why by number three did you have to Mfagel at all? So, Mao the same.
That's your teretz, but that's Yimara's kasha.
Mao the same. That if everything that you always say halachically Once you have one day and one machshav, one dibur at the outset, automatically everything just follows suit. So why did you have to go and reinforce it by number three? You didn't have to say a word. As soon as you said by one, the first segment, making it bigger, chutz lezmanai, then automatically two falls into place and three falls into place. And in fact, what the Gemara is assuming is that if in both cases, two and three, he was shaysik, then for sure it'll be bigel. Nothing to talk about. That's shay. It's only because he repeated again in number three. Ooh, that suggests, ooh, number two, maybe it wasn't that's shay. Because it was that's shayna, then why did he have to repeat it at three? That's what I might have thought. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush of that brisa on top. But we're not talking about that he had a machshava, either by one or by two. Or by three, it's talking about he had a machshavas pigul both by one and by three, and he was shasak by two. Obviously, this doesn't fit into the text. It's maskul ravashi, midi shasak tani, vushtei todor, that number two was bishtika. It says bain, bain, bain. That's a shver tarot. Elam ravashi, I have a noobshat in the brayson. See how much the Gemara strains to be able to support Reish Lakish. Elam ravashi, achum ayiskin, and you're going to pigul when you show him. Ubishniya. Ubishlishes. What's going on over here? So it's a little bit chosr ikachosim in a sefer. And that is, for the first time, we're no longer going to talk about three segments, we're going to talk about four segments. What are the four segments? Rishon, of course, is lefnai v'lefnem. Shnia is in front of the parochis. The shlishis is apnimi, but the four on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, and segment number four is the Hazoyis Tam on the Tiaroish Mizbeach, those Sheva Hazoyis. What happened over here? Of the four, he was Mefagel, Bein Berishayna, Chutz Lezmanai. Bishniya, Chutz Lezmanai. Bishlishis on the four corners, Chutz Lezmanai. When he came to the Revias, Gornish Gezot. He didn't say anything, no Mashava or anything.
He's out of breath. It's Yom Kippur. He's fasting.
It's not the same. I would have thought Isol Kedaita Kol Oisol Das Vishoynu Oisa, and therefore number four will just Shlep Tzachmit. It's just going to follow the other three. Then Mahadav Bigul B'Chol Chad B'Chol Lam. Why do you have to repeat it by two and by three? So you see, the approach of Ravashi is very similar to Rava's approach. The only thing is he accomplishes that the second one is not Bishtika, but Taka, it was pigled by each one. Bein Bishoyin, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishis, he was Mefagel. But he left out the Revias, there he didn't say anything, he didn't have any Machshavas, Gunish. What does the Braisa say to Remeir? Pigel Chayav of Karetz. Why, even though by the four had Gornish Gezog, this goes like Reish Lakish, Kol Oysel Das Rishoyinu Oysel. So why do we have to say that he did it by two and three? To tell us the Chiddush. So Gadai Techamina, that since he insisted, not only by number one to say it out loud to Chutz Lezmanai, and number two, and number three. So then, this looks like one of those guys that he always is very, very Koil Raj Godoil, and he's not like your normal, regular individual that just is Al Das Rishayin Huwaisa. So maybe he doesn't become Pigle after all. Kamash Malan comes to tell you, no, even though he repeated it three times, makes no difference. By number four, Al Das Rishayin Huwaisa, and that's why it becomes Pigle.
Why Kornta Chum is it not Pigle? Why is it not Pigle Kornta Chum? Let's just want to play it out for a second. Chum say...
Look at what does Chum say. What are the words of Chum? Chum Aimrim. Six lines in the top.
You
have to mefag b'chol matir. He has to say chutz lezmanai on all 43.
Okay.
Or at least one time when he starts the first segment. But he's like, the next eight ones that I'm doing, chutz lezmanai. Next eight, then, chutz lezmanai.
Next four, chutz lezmanai. Exactly. Next seven,
chutz lezmanai. You have to go and be very vocal about it. Okay, but, so there's no kamash b'chol matir. There's only one problem, even according to Ravashi, v'bein, bein, ketani, says the top Rashi, the mashma oy bezu, the lashon of, if we would say in the brisa that pigul berishayna ubishniya ubishlishes, then you could start talking about berishayna ubishniya ubishlishes. Does the vav, is that a vav of mechaber? Is it and? Is it or? You're going to get to your machlokes, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonis, and every time it says in the Torah mitavav, do you touch it with and? Do you touch it or? But here it says bang, bang, bang. Doesn't that sound like, says Rashi, oy oy kamar, if you just have Mashavas pigul by number one, segment one, or by segment two, or by segment three, it's pigul. So to go and say this pshat, no, it was mafag by all three of them, And then, I'm surprised the Gemara doesn't go and say, V'oid, the Revius man dechar shemei. We never even mention Revius. Rashi says, you see, if you look at the Rashi in the bottom, El Omer Vashi, when Shapigo, you see, four lines from the bottom. V'oid Shapigo b'svasiv, he said very clearly, Rishoina, u'bishnia, u'bishlishis. Revius loy pigel, k'tani behedja. Bein b'rishoina, bein shnei, bein shlit. V'lektani Revius. Oh, maybe the reason is because the Mizbeach is just one segment. According to Rav Ashi, you know, those are also two segments, they're four altogether, and that's why the Braisa left it out. Only Rishoyna, only Shniya, only Shlishas, meaning, not only, that all three of them, he had a Machshavas Pigel. But to the exclusion of number four, oh, so do you say Aldas Rishoyna? Don't you say Aldas Rishoyna? Kodrishlakshish, you do say Aldas Rishoyna. Why do you have to tell us by two and three? Why not just simply say that he had a Pigel by one, and then two, three, and four follow suit? To tell us the Chiddush, oh, Kedai Tuchamina, since he insisted on saying by two and three. And he didn't do by number four. He didn't want to be Mefagel after all, maybe change his mind, etc. Hamash Malan, no. As long as he didn't say anything to the contrary, and it was just Peshtika.
It's still Pigel perfect.
Pigel perfect, exactly. So that's going to Meir, going to Bun, you have to do every one of them, you have to spell it out. Okay. With this, we have concluded, and of course, the Gemara is empty. Gosh, another Sishkat Tiyufta, Mislishvet. Now the Gemara is now turning its sights on the other pshat, not on the pshat of that kol oisa das v'shayno oisa, but rather on the man the yomer that holds the mafagle mechotzi matir. Pray the Gemara omer mat remei oim apigav v'chayim alav kars mechdi kars le'mechayv et shi'ikrevu kol matirav the yomer mark etzos kosher kach etzos posul mar etzos kosher et shi'ikrevu kol matirav af etzos posul et shi'ikrevu kol matirav. We've had this halacha already a few times. And that's the famous. It's not the pigav perfect halacha. Because the pigul perfect halacha means that there's no contrary machshava,
right.
But rather it means that you have to do all the matir, meaning all the four avoyos. When happens if a person, for instance, has a machshava of chutzas mani by the shechita, and then he repeats it, he or the other coin does it by the kabbalah sedak, and then they do it again by the halacha, and then someone says, you know, I don't want to wait until the zrika. I want to eat from the carbon already now. I'm very hungry. He takes a piece and either eats it sushi style or he goes and cooks it quickly and roasts it and eats it. Would you say he's chayef karet?
No, it's not a mat. It's not a permissible. It's wood. It can't eat it yet.
So when do you are
when you offer it, when you match it with the blood and the
with
blood
the blood. So that's the lashon of hakatzos kosher kachatzos basul maatzos kosher chakru kol. Matirov, meaning you've done all four, including the Zrika. If it's possible, you would call Matirov, it has to be all four. Zokti Moriyat. In our case, we are now talking about the splitting up of the Daz, Dazois, between segment one, segment two, segment three. Vakimin the Choshev Bifnim. Once you did that bad Machshava Bifnim, that Machshava of Chutz Lizmanoi, Psula, the blood effectively is possible. Since the blood is apostle, why? It's obviously, according to everybody, well, certainly according to the mayor, by the time you finish, even if you weren't mafagel any of the others, but since you mafagel the first, whether you hold out stuff,
so shayna or mafagel, right?
It's possible. Once it's possible, kimand le odi dami. The word odi is like the word hazo'ah. The zayin and dalet are mischalif. And therefore he's saying, kimand le dami, it's as if he didn't do any of the hazois, because these hazois are possible. Ki hoder madi behechel, when he continues on his hazois in the second segment, inside the hechel, mai ba'almahu deka odi. We deem it as if it's just water. It's no longer kosher blood. The blood has been disqualified by the fact that you've already attached to it this machshavas pegel. How are you going to go and resuscitate it by going and saying after, oh, the others were okay. What do you mean the others were okay? Really, once the first ones are possible, doesn't that destroy the whole carbon? So, Frank to the Amor, according to Maniyam, the whole Mefagla Mechutzi Matir, how do you ever get to the pigal stage? As soon as you did your first segment,
it's ruined.
It's ruined, and one continue going and pouring and
meaningless.
Doing.
It's meaningless.
It's totally meaningless. The Chorit should never get to the status of pigal because you never did all the matirim. Oh, my Rabbi. Mishkachas lo barbo porim ubedalet se'irim. Oy, vavoy, vavoy. We're talking about, again, this now is similar to Rav Ashi. That Rav Ashi said that we have four segments, not just three segments. And each time he did a segment, at the final one of that segment, that's the time that he had the machshava of chutz lizmanoi, and that's the time that the blood spilled out on the ground. So what happens is, in terms of that first segment, it was totally pigle perfect in the sense that he did every one of the hazois properly, and the number 8, which was the final one, that's when he had the machshava of chutz lizman. Now, were he to continue with that same blood outside now in front of the paroiches, the Gemara said that that blood is meaningless. It's now like water. But guess what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? He caused all the blood to spill out.
So now he starts over with a fresh batch. That fresh batch is not contaminated by the machshavas mefagelas. And now that fresh batch is able to be mefagel yet again.
Exactly. And there once again, at the final hazah of that 8 in front of the Heichot, he went and he had a machshavas mefagelas. The whole thing becomes pigel. I mean, that whole par and that whole
vicious cycle.
Right. And then all the blood spilled out. So now he has to start fresh when he comes to the Mizbeach. And again, number 1 for the 4, and then number 2 for the 7.
After 3 times, we're a chazaka, though, isn't it?
So 4 times, he has 4 separate parim, and or 4 separate seirim. And so therefore, when you ask the question, every single time when he continues the hazois, isn't he just doing Maya Ba'alma? He's starting fresh from a brand new bang. And Tosis points out, this is actually my son asked, when I was learning with Ben Zion last night when we were preparing the daf together, he said, why are you talking about when you get to the second segment, if for instance in the first segment, if already after the first hazor, the second, the third, or 8 altogether, in the middle number 3, number 4, if he would scream out chutz lizmani at that point, wouldn't that machkalia, wouldn't that spoil the entire first segment, so that now when he's doing achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, that's already Mayib Almo. It's already meaningless. So to address this question, Tosis says, Al Korchuk, you have to say it's talking about, if you look at the Tosis, Mishkachas la Bedalid Parim, Bim Tamar Kati Azosh Bifnim, Heichi Mishkachas la Pigo Baparechet. Kim Shehiz Barishon, as soon as he does the first one with the Machshava, the bad Machshava, when he says the first one, not necessarily the first Hazor, but as soon as that, whichever Hazor it was, as soon as he had that bad Machshava, either whatever comes subsequent to that, my Ba'alma Kamadi, whatever he's doing is just doing meaningless. Skip the Rebbeinu Tam. V'yishloimar kigun shepigel ba'azo achroina shobein abadim. Each time we're talking about it, it's the final hazah. So therefore, until that point, all of it was pure, real, beautiful, red blood.
Valid blood.
Valid, qualified, competent, givaldige blood. The only time, the last time, that's when he made it bad. Okay, so now all of that now is pigle as a result. But you don't say that the subsequent hazois in the outside now are all just my ba'alma, because we're starting with a brand new par. So you start with brand new qualified blood. The same thing happens the third time. The same thing happens the fourth time. And that's why, says the Gemara, according to the mayor, you would pick up chayam of karis, and you wouldn't say that there's a problem of being makriv kol matirav, because in each case, each par is its own matir. That entire matir he did perfectly, with the exception of that final hazah, and that's why it becomes, in fact, pickle.
Since so much of this is Torah Shabbat Peh, and since so many of the Kohen Gadolim and the Pesach Beis Hamikdash were Tzedokim, this is not such a remote problem. Because we can imagine that these Kohen Gadolim, just like they made him take a shua and everything, but if he was, you know, it's Doki, he would want to undermine this. And I'm just going to show those rabbis, I'm going to have a machshavas mefagelas on this last one, just to teach them, you know.
Okay.
So this is not such a remote, hypothetical exercise. This is something they were really worried about.
Okay. Maybe in fact, who knows? Today they would have a short circuit television set, not television, but whatever, to take pictures, and you'd have a whole video afterwards, and you'd be able to see it. Did he say it? Didn't he say it? Did he say it out loud? Did he say it? First segment, second thing. And we continue on. So that is the teretz of Rava. Rava makes it much simpler. Rava amra filo teima bepar echad usor echad lepiguloi miratze. Even though you're right that after you go and do, for instance, that first segment lefnai v'lefnim, where you had a machshav espigel, and therefore that entire shtikel now became now parcel, and now all the remaining blood is like water. Said Rava, I disagree. Even by par echad usor echad. The pigulim ratza. In terms of normal avoid, you're right. this is bad blood. It's now disqualified.
If he did, let's say, shalom lishma, it's a chatas. Mm-hmm. So he said, shalom lishma, I'm now spritzing this blood, l'shem ola or something, l'shem some other, so he'd be possible it, because it's a chatas, shalom lishma would be possible. Right? So,
we're going to talk about that in another few lines.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I'm always going to talk about that. But in the meantime, the point of all of this is, Rava says that even though for all other purposes, it would not be a good matter, it's just like a regular carbon when you go and your mafagal carbon. I mean, it's a matter in the sense that you've now closed the loop, closed the circuit. You had to do all four avoidas, and you did the final avoidas, so now it's matter lepiguloi. So now the pigul. Let's talk in practical terms. In a regular normal carbon, you have the four major avoidas. You have the shechita, you have the kabbalah, you have the halacha, and you have the tzrika. When after the b'shas the shechita, you already were mafagal then. So what happens to all the blood? The blood already now is all possible blood because it now has on it the shem pigul. It doesn't have the shem pigul, and if you were to go and eat the carbon now before the ritzi of the zrika, you're right, there wouldn't be a din of karis. But obviously it's disqualified blood because if and when Emir Teshem is going to finish off the zrika, then it's going to be pigul blood. So it means that the whole time it was pigul blood. So if it was pigul blood, then when you did the zrika on the mizbeach, you did it with possible blood that was already...
Not for pigul, because it stays kosher for that quality to become pigul, to be elevated or demoted to pigul.
That's what the Gemara is saying. The piguloi meratza, even though for any other purpose conceivable purpose, I would go and say it's possible blood, but for pigul purposes, it meratza, it does the trick. So even though the shechita was metashlechta machshava, and the kabbalah was with a bad machshava, and the halach with a bad machshava, as soon as you do the zrika, that zrika is maratza, and now makes it full-fledged, fully baked pigul. But you're doing with pigul blood. That's true. But
that's exactly what pigul is. That's it what has pigul. To be pigul blood, otherwise you can't have pigul.
Says Rava, the same thing applies to the 43 hazoyis as well. That even though it was only number 5 or number 8 or number 12, that you were mafagil, and now you're saying, well, all the rest of the blood is now my balm. No. For other purposes, you're right, but for purpose of the pigul, it continues to be maratz until you do number 43, and then it becomes fully baked, fully full-fledged pigul. With this, we have concluded that entire discussion. From here until the Mishnah, it's pretty smooth sailing. So, Akimar, we said in the beginning of the Brayz, Erboim v'sholosh. V'atani, there's another Brayz that says, Erboim v'sheva. Make up your mind. On Yom Kippur, you have 43, you have 47. Akimar, command the Yomar. My Arvin Lekronis, or command the Yomar, aim Arvin Lekronis. What does the Gemar mean to say? As we said already before, we start off with 16 of the par. That's Lefnim, Lefnai, Lefnim, and also Lefnim in front of the Paroiches. Same thing for the Soil. You have 16, 8 plus 8. You have 32 altogether. Now we have two more segments that we have to deal with. We have the 4 that you put on the Kronos of Mizbeach, and then you have the 7 on the Tiharosh of Mizbeach. The Torah says, V'lokach midam ha-par midam ha-soil. It says, Machloikis tanoim, where that means that you mix now, after the initial 32, you mix the two bloods together in one Mizrach, and therefore, from this point on, you can have united blood, united par v'sor, all from the same mizrach. So you can apply 4 to the 4 corners, and then 7 on tirashul mizbeach. So you can add 11 more to the original 32. You'll have 43 altogether. Or v'locha midama par midama sor means you take each one individually. You take the par blood, put it on all 4. It took the sor blood on all 4. So you've already added 8 to the original 32. So you have 40. And now you take the two bloods and you mix them on the Tiara Shel Mizbeach, so you get to 47. So therefore, that's the whole machloikis, whether there's an Erev of the two Dhamim prior to the Karanis, or only post the Karanis. That's why he says, so command the Yom of Arvin the Karanis, meaning that you already did the Erev prior to the Karanis. By the time you got to the Karanis, it was only one blood, so therefore it's only 43. So command the Yom of Arvin the Karanis, and you only go and Arvin post the Karanis, so you've already done 32 plus another 8, you've already gone through 40, and now you mix them together for the final 7 is 47. We already had this machlekes earlier, where the machlekes.
Nechemiah
didn't address this, he was addressing chutz that you did on the outside.
Okay.
But we did have it in the bottom of Mem Amid Aleph, we had a machlekes, the Chilam Mikapris HaKodesh, where the first one, the Yom Rabbi Kiva, said that in kiper kila vim loy kiper loy kila. If he did a kapara, you have, you're finished. Amalev Yehuda, why do you say im kila kiper when you say im loy kila? Instead of saying, since it's a chila mechaper, instead of saying im kiper kila, rather go and say im kila kiper. What's the nafkamina between the two? So Rashi said the nafkamina too, where the shirai makvid. If you look at the Rashi, three lines from the bottom, vim loy kila loy kiper, four lines, five siriyom, the shirai makvid ikka beinayu. According to Maniyom that says, im kiper kila, if he did the kapara, kapara means everything besides the shirayim. Shirayim is not part of the kapara.
Right.
So once he did kiper kila, he's done. Yeah, shvicha shirayim is important, but it's only a mitzvah, it's not ma'akif.
Right.
But if Yehuda says, no, im kila kiper, if he did
the shirayim as well.
Oh, see, so he holds that shirayim is ma'akif. You're very welcome. So that's the Maniyom over here. We're saying shirayim ma'akif and shirayim.
48.
Good. Freitim or not freitim? Yeah, freitim or yetzak. Meisvei, freitim yetzak kasho. Bemed, vorem amur, mikvitzim, matin kli, ubehiluch. Av bolo lahak Torah. Nosa da koimis b'machshava, vesel voine b'shtika. Isha nosa da koimis b'shtika, vesel voine b'machshava. And may I be pigo b'gav lo karish, vorem ein boi karish, yivai b'chol amatir. What is the Gemara talking about? We're coming back now to Reish Lakish. We want to know, nochmo b'rig Reish Lakish. Remember, Reish Lakish said that according to the mayor, the svara is not because of Fagul Chotzi Matir, because Oysa Das Rishoynehu Oysa. Aha. Okay, so let's go through this again a little bit more slowly. When do we say that it becomes Pigul? Bekemitza, you have the four avoiders. You have to do the Kemitzas, ha? Kemitza, the Kemitza Mincha. Matan Kli, you put into the Kli. Ubehilach, and you walk it up to the top of the Mizbeach. Avobola Laktora, once you get to Laktora, now we have the two chutzi matirim, like we started off at the beginning. You have the koimitz and the levain. And also there's a koimitz of machshava. At the time he puts a kemitza on the mizbeach, he was makdir. Oh, chutz is mine. There's a levain b'shtika. Levain didn't say a word. Or, shenos is a koimitz b'shtika, he puts a kemitza b'shtika initially. There's a levain of machshava, and after that, the levain of chutz is manoi. What's the din? Remeir oime pegel b'chayavan olav karis. Now, before you continue on, you say to yourself, if you say that the svara of Remeir is because of mefaglin mechotzi matir,
great.
It doesn't make a difference whether the kemitza was the machshava followed by the levaina b'shtika, or you started with the kemitza b'shtika and you find the levaina b'machshava. Chutzi matir, chutzi matir, mefagel, you have a bigger. However, if you're going to learn al das rishonu, if the das rishonu is shtika, it should not be pigel, is a chzei shver on reish lakish. Like we said before, Ketoni Mia, as a koinitz mishtik with the wine by machshava, upaling. You see, he argues. He shouldn't argue in this case because there's no adas rishoyne that spoils it. He should go and say it is not pegel. Ain by karish shefag b'chalamat. The mayor agrees to the chachamim that ain by karish shefag b'chalamat. There's no such thing as mefaglan b'chotzi matir. All these machadish is according to Reish Lakish. As long as you had a chotzi pigel at the outset, then we just say that everything follows suit with that same original machshava, unless we had a kenegan machshava.
Right.
What would be the kenegan machshava?
Chosum kamo.
Or?
The shlodishma.
Exactly. So Rashi gives those cases, which you gave already
earlier. At the end of the first pair.
A lot of this is chazor. Anyway, so Zokti Gemara, Izrach Shver on Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish has to give, again, a very doichik pshat. So let's go over the lashon again of this brisa. What is in the brisa? Etc. But nosan zakeim is machshava, so avoid b'shtika. So the first one was machshava kmitza, or shenosan is zakeim is b'shtika, and prior to that he already did the levoina b'machshava.
Doesn't fit the language though.
Not only doesn't fit into the language, but freik to the Gemara.
Right.
So why are we reversing it and saying, in the second case, if the Levoina first, it doesn't make a difference. Levoina comes first, the Kemitza comes first, the Seder Hadvom doesn't make a difference. The important thing is you're telling me in both cases, he had a bad Machshava initially, and the second one, Al Das Rishonu Oysa. So why do you have to repeat it twice? So enough to just tell us that Halacha once. So that's question number one. Chodah Dehainu Reisha. V'oid, Hatanya, there's another Braisa. Not this Braisa, another Braisa, where it says it explicitly. What does it say explicitly? Back into the Braisa. Nosen is a kind of machshava. The acher kach nosen levoyne b'shtika. Oish nosen is a kind of b'shtika. The acher kach nosen. No, with acher kach, you can no longer switch it around and go and say what he means, that the levoyne machshava was l'mafrei. That was the first one. Shtek to be acher kach. The makash is takishme. I have no teretz. I don't have a teretz. At the top, I had this kasha under shlokim.
We don't have a tiyufta.
It's not a tiyufta. Why is it not a tiyufta? Because you can go and say, theoretically, it's a machlokes between the two brises. The other brise, which is takim yachar kach, that you're stuck. I can't do anything with that.
Right, right.
But the first brise, the brise that we
quoted. He didn't say, nesel one of the machshava.
That's what he meant, even though why is he repeating it? He's in the repetitive mood. He does achas.
The brise is not
exactly, so it's not a
vigorous.
A vigorous. It's kasha, it's takim shmir. With this, we've concluded this. Fascinating sugya of mafaglin mechotzi matar, ein mafaglin metasri shoyna, mechem, to be continued tomorrow, brand new Mishnah, but don't fret, don't be nervous. Next Mishnah we'll continue talking about the mechotzi shem, about pigol, and we're going to talk about the chotzi matars. It's all going to be very gishmak. Be well, everybody. Have